Welcome. Welcome. I have already told you about when I was a little boy and I would get thirsty every time we would go riding. Every time we would go riding any distance from the house, that it wasn't really possible for us to go back and get a drink of water for me, I would start getting thirsty. I don't know why that happened exactly, but it seemed to happen every time. But I want to talk today a little bit about being hungry. Now, let me be clear. I've never been really, really hungry. Hungry so that I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, or I couldn't go to the refrigerator and get something to eat. There are people who are, but I've never experienced that. But when I was a little boy, I can remember when my mother was fixing the noon meal, which we called dinner, or the evening meal, which we called supper. And especially if it was a big meal and we were going to have other family coming in, oh, I could smell the chicken frying and I could smell the ham bacon and I could smell the biscuits or the rolls baking and everything smelled so good. And I would ask my mom, when are we going to be ready to eat? She'd say, not long. Well, that didn't tell me anything. I wanted to say noon or 5:30 or something, you know. I'd say, oh, Mama, come on. When are we going to be ready? Oh, it won't be long. It'll be ready soon. She never would give me an exact answer, but I knew it was all in preparation. The food was there, she was there, and she was getting it ready, and at the right time, I would be able to enjoy it. Did you ever think that sometimes we want God to be with us in the same way that we get thirsty for a drink of water, or we get hungry for really good food? Now, God's always here. God's always present with us. But sometimes it just takes a while for us to get ready to enjoy God's presence. You know, after I waited all that time and got hungry for that meal, it tasted so good. I was really ready for it. And sometimes we wait so we can be prepared to really enjoy God's presence. You know, one of the things we do during Lent, some of us, is called fasting. Now, you can give up pretty much anything, but fasting really means fasting from food. And some of our youth have done that this weekend. They've fasted from food in order to feel a little bit of what it's like for those people who don't have the choice to just go to the refrigerator and get something to eat or go to the store and buy it. But through our fasting, we not only experience a little bit of what other people know all their lives, but we also help them out so that they too can not just have food, but can know that somebody loves them. Because we already know that God loves us, our parents love us, this congregation loves us. So when we share what we have with others, it's not just to give them food or clean water, although that's important. It's to share God's love with them as well. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. And when I do, think about how you feel when you get thirsty or you get hungry. And think if you ever feel that way about wanting God to be with you. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for being with us and helping us to know that you are with us. And sometimes in the waiting, we enjoy you even more. Just like waiting makes the cold water taste better. Just like waiting makes the good food taste better. We taste your love, and it tastes so good because sometimes we've had to wait to really, really see it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.